We got to get to the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Morning Go and B104.3.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever feed gossip.
Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Dishing up this morning on Tom Holland recently referring to Zendaya by her middle name, Marie, M-A-R-E-E, on the red carpet at the Rome premiere of Spider-Man, A Brand New Day. Take a listen.
First of all,
he just yelled Marie. As if he was married to her, which he is. Zendaya's full name is Zendaya Marie Stormer Coleman. And I like how she just was like, yeah, reacted naturally, treating it like a familiar nickname. She showed up at a Spider-Man A Brand New Day event in Paris wearing a $35 Spider-Man t-shirt that her stylist bought on eBay. Nice. Taylor Swift surprised fans in Nashville on Tuesday night when she joined Lainey Wilson at the Tight Ends and Friends concert to perform Love Story. And if you don't know the Tight Ends and Friends event, that's Travis Kelce's event. So, yeah, kind of cool, right? Speaking of Taylor and Travis, San Francisco 49ers tight end George Kittle and his wife Claire confirmed they are attending Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's upcoming wedding, even though they have no idea where it will be held. But what about gifts?
They said absolutely no gifts, but I was thinking Travis for some reason likes old coins, so I might get him an old coin.
Ooh, an old coin. Then he could just slip in his pocket at the wedding. Steer clear of Madison Square Garden for 4th of July weekend, though. Permits were filed for street closures for the wedding from July 2nd through the 4th. What? And Christina Ricci's ex-husband tried to get an emergency custody hearing after she drank while flying with their 11-year-old son. He was denied. The full trailer has been released for Practical Magic 2.
You need to get out there, Sal. Have a little fun. Come on.
Her more monumental stories where everyone who fell in love
died.
You don't believe we're cursed?
No.
We're Owen's women. Love is our undoing.
What if you guys were all just a little bit dramatic?
Here's the thing about magic. It won't be silenced.
It looks so good. Their family curse still active, despite believing they'd broken it. Sandra Bullock, Nicole Kidman, Stockard Channing, Diane Wiest, Joey King, Lee Pace, and Maisie Williams all star. And the sequel arrives September 11th. Lin-Manuel Miranda is working on a Broadway musical based on the Warriors.
Come out to play.
Yeah, from 1979.
Warriors.
Listen, if one of the songs isn't called Come Out to Play, we riot. Amy Adams revealed she and her father once helped save a man after he was stabbed in the neck at the beach in Santa Monica.
And I'm sitting there somehow going, you need to calm your pulse rate. Take a deep breath. Like, the more you struggle, the faster you're going to bleed. Just lay down. Let's elevate this. And then I ran into him a year later. He's like, I heard a story that you and your dad were on the scene of a guy getting stabbed. Yeah, that's so funny. You heard that story. And he went like that. And I was like,
was,
oh my God, it's you.
And it was him.
No,
yeah,
wow.
And it was him. And he was like all teary and he had his son with him. And
wow.
Yeah.
That's Amy Adams on the Smartless podcast. So that's kind of cool. And a dirt alert. Oh, y'all. So I have to preface this with Eminem.
Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity.
Yeah, there's a warrant out for the arrest of Eminem's ex-wife, Kim Scott, after she failed to appear at a DUI hearing. Of course there is. Okay, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. I'm sorry. Complete with an Eminem dirt alert. You're welcome.
What can I say except you're welcome?